This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the cafe. Did you know that a big portion of people who listen to Joy at work, just like you? Right now, times are very tough financially, and without your support, Joy may not be around to help you through your workday. So tell your next-door neighbour, your friends, and even your dad to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Yes, you are listening to Saturday Magazine with myself, Tass, and Macca.
Thank you, Tass. And this is a subject that is dear to my heart, so I'm flagging that lots of subjects are dear to my heart. Second chance animal rescue. I have an adopted greyhound. Adopted pets and rescued pets are the best example of the best work of a community that cares. A dog is for life, not just for Christmas, and that applies to, you know, to cats and everything else. Marissa De Battista is the CEO and founder of Second Chance Animal Rescue. Good morning, Marissa. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Well, look, I'm good, and you know, we have a lot of listeners who've actually sent us in pictures of their rescue pets. You're running, or you know, there's an appeal happening around tax time, of course. The Guardian Angel tax time, it's, well, I call it the Guardian Angel appeal. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so look, we rescue so many cats and dogs from a number of different situations, and we've actually rehomed up to, I believe, over 11,000 pets since we started in 2008. And recently we had a gorgeous little rescue pup called Angel that came in, and she's a very special little dog. So she's a little French bulldog that's approximately 4 months old, and she was actually born without the use of her hind legs. Sounds very sad, but Angel has no idea that she's any different to any other dog. Big personality, you know, larger-than-life character, and she's just an amazing little pup. But as she gets older, she's going to have potentially a number of different conditions and problems if we can't get those back legs working effectively. So we have started the Guardian Angel appeal to help raise the much-needed funds to be able to give her the vital treatments and surgeries that she requires so that we have the opportunity to get her running around like a normal dog.
And that will also, you know, I would hope, you know, you will extend this so that, you know, other dogs and other animals that, you know, that need this sort of work and attention, get it. Is that right?
Absolutely. So anything that is left over from this appeal after Angel has been sorted out will definitely go towards other animals in need. So as you can imagine, I'm sure it costs us so much money to be able to care for the animals in our care. Every animal requires so many different procedures, whether it's just the standard de-sexing and vet checks, microchips, vaccinations. Some do require orthopedic surgeries, dentals, lump removals, and you know, everything that you can think of. It needs to be done before we can put them into a new home. Being a charity, we do heavily rely on the community support to be able to help these animals in need.
Marissa, it's charming that we can hear your dog barking in the background, and the children running around. It's really lovely, actually.
Oh, is it? Okay. Maybe for you on that side.
It could be stressful on your end. I can understand that.
I'm hiding in my garage at the moment with my foot on the floor to be able to talk to you guys that's quietly. Right.
Well, at least the reception's great.
That's right. Can I ask Marissa, sure. So how do people support this? Not just for Angel, the French bulldog, yeah. By the way, Tess.
I love Frenchies.
Yeah, we know.
Oh, she's so cute.
How do people support this appeal? And remember, it's tax deductible. So every $2 or more is tax deductible. And this will be put to better use than any money to any government ever.
Absolutely. So look, if anybody out there can spare any amount, honestly, anything is such a great help. They can go to, there's a link directly that we'll be able to support this appeal and the other animals in our care. So if people jump online and search guardianangel.org.au, you'll be able to have a look at this gorgeous little pup and read about the work that we do and really make a difference. And as you said, every donation over $2 is tax deductible, and we'll be honestly supporting our charity to be able to do the life-saving work that we do so greatly.
So I can ask Marissa, you know, animal rescue and, you know, obviously what follows that ultimately is adoption. What sort of numbers are we talking? I mean, I'm familiar with, you know, the Greyhound adoption program, which I think has just reached, it's been going a while, but it's 10,000th dog.
Yeah. Well, as I said before, we have just hit over 11,000 animals.
Wow.
So we rescue, rehabilitate and rehome as many animals as we can. As you can imagine, it takes a lot of work and a big team of staff and volunteers to be able to do this and to do it effectively. We take in, I believe we had, if I'm correct, about 38 adoptions last week alone. So cats, dogs is what we focus on specifically, and it's just never-ending. I wish that I was out of a job and doing something different and sitting on the beach and, you know, reading a book, but unfortunately there's so many animals out there that do need help, so many people that need help looking after their pets. You know, we focus not just on rescue and rehoming, but the grassroots problems that people need to surrender their pets and why pets end up in the pound is the. So we have lots of outreach programs, free pet food drives, low-cost desexing via our community outreach, our community animal hospital in Craigieburn, to try and help those animals from not actually ending up in the pound in the first place.
Now, that animal hospital in Craigieburn, is that a veterinary clinic as well?
It absolutely is. So anybody can
down. That is familiar to me because Patch has been there.
Yes. Oh, fantastic.
Really?
That's amazing.
Yes.
When did you take him there?
Ah, he's been there three times.
Jeez.
Oh, wow. I'll have to make sure to say hello when you're in there.
Yes. So I actually know where it, I know where it is, and that hospital is, you know, that animal hospital is actually amongst greyhound owners is very well known.
Fantastic.
Because you specialise in greyhounds. I wanted to ask one other thing, Marissa. We saw the Lost Dogs Home the other day talking about that adoptions were up and that surrender of dogs was down. Are you experiencing that?
Look, at the moment, I can say that we are. We thought that post-COVID, if we can say post-COVID, really, it would be that surrenders would be high with people going back to work and so many people adopting during that period. However, it looks like from what we're seeing, is that people are really trying to make it work with the animals that they've adopted, which is amazing. And I think having those pet retention programs that we run has also made a huge difference, because then people that are struggling, say they've lost their jobs or they're struggling financially or for whatever other reason it is, they have support. And I think community support in every sense of the word is so important, especially when it comes to our pets, because we all know how much a pet brings to our our physical and mental well-being and so many other aspects of our lives.
It's great. I just think, wouldn't it be marvellous, Tass, if some of the aged care facilities were run with the same level of care and love as an animal
yes,
hospital?
Yes, it would, actually.
As an animal hospital.
Yes, it would.
Yeah. Look, Marissa, we've got to go. We're out of time. I want to thank you. And now that I know exactly where you're located, I will say hello. And I'm actually going to make a donation.
Thank you.
And, you know, I encourage everyone, if you're looking to buy your pet a present, go to petswithpride.com. And why don't you make an equal donation for this? So you buy your dog some clothes and things like that. That's wonderful. Make a donation to support this charity, because then you're doing something for another animal, for another pet.
It would make a huge difference.
There you
go.
There you go. Thank you so much, Marissa. Really,
thank you.
And thank you from all the animals that, you know, you help and rehabilitate and eventually rehouse. They bring a lot of joy and love into people's lives, so thank you.
No, thank you so much for your time today.
It's my pleasure.
Enjoy the rest of your Saturday morning and the afternoon, of
course.
There
you go.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.